Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. A little Texas rock and roll bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask you a different question every week. Want to know what you think. And don't forget to check out the new video we've got up there. And if it's not new today, it will be any minute now. So keep checking that out. Jim Signorelli is our guest. He's our new friend. He is the author of Story Branding. He is the CEO of Story Lab. And Jim, tell us again how we can find you and find your book, too, please.
Well, you can find the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble in bookstores. Best thing to do is just Google Story Branding. Or you can order direct from... Actually, the name of my company is ESW Partners.
Right.
And Story Lab is a division of SW Partners.
Okay.
So you can go to eswpartners.com and you can find information about the book on
there. All right. So check it out. Jim's been telling us about we've been talking about the importance of stories, folks. But Jim, talk to us now about how we can start telling our own stories. You got a lot of folks sitting at your knee right now saying, I want to tell my story. How do I do it?
Well, it's easier said than done, admittedly. We discuss a number of techniques to get at that in the book. But the first thing I think it requires is a great deal of honesty. You have to kind of go inside and decide who you are and who you're not, which is often a hard thing to do because we want to be all things to all people.
But first you have to be true to yourself, don't you?
Absolutely.
You have to tell yourself the truth. Because a lot of companies out there have been lying to themselves for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, amen. And you can't do it anymore. You got to start with what you're about, and you got to make sure that everything that you do supports that. Because inconsistency is so easy to spot, and also easy to write about in forums and. Facebook and places where you share information about companies you deal with. So protect yourself against the reference, the bad reference.
So let's say that we're telling ourselves the truth. We've gone back and we found what we were misinforming ourselves about. Now we've got that fixed. We're seeking excellence. We got a good product here. We got a good company. We got good people. Give us a couple of three storytelling tips and steps, please.
Number one is don't brag about yourself. Show versus tell. We are bombarded with self-serving opinions. Mm-hmm. We are the biggest. We are the best. Mm-hmm. We do this. We do that. Think in terms of taglines that communicate what your cause is all about. For instance, Apple is Think Different, and Nike is Just Do It, and
which is about the customer, not about them.
Exactly, and it's a belief that they subscribe to. And again, what we're looking for are joiners, not just buyers. So if you want people to join your brand, what do you need to tell them? Beyond the functional benefits, beyond the feature, advantages that you have, what do you need to tell them that will make you more attractive? And how are you going to tell it? Think about the guy who walks in the room and says, "Hey, I'm the smartest guy on my block."
Mm-hmm.
What would you think of that person?
Other than the fact he's probably a talk show host? I don't know.
Yeah. But number one, you wouldn't think, smart people don't have to tell you they're smart.
Right, exactly.
They have to prove that you're
person,
smart.
Like the person who wants to tell you how honest he is, right? You got to watch
that. Right.
You got to watch
right.
that guy.
So, we're well past that. Don't tell me who you are anymore. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you believe, and I'll figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really, that's more of a story approach. It's being indirect as opposed to being direct about, you know, what you think of yourself.
Well, how does indirect, when we're trying to get new business, see this, the one thing about the storytelling approach is it's a longer lead cycle, a longer cycle to between first contact and sale.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it? It's not like, it's the opposite of a call to action, pretty much. So how do we reconcile that? When we need to move the needle, how does storytelling work? How does it fit in, reconcile with when we need to move the needle?
That's a great question. Because they aren't mutually exclusive, what you're talking about and what story branding is. The story is the frame around the picture. Okay? The picture is the product. You know, I'm not advocating that you not talk about your features and benefits. I'm just advocating that you not associate those features and benefits
right.
with what your brand is. Your product is your, you know, what you're selling is a function that's going to solve some problem. Okay, but your brand is a value. It has to do with meaning. It's mm-hmm. not something tangible. Put that around your product as its frame mm-hmm. and always serve up every product that you sell within that frame. That's what story branding is all about. And you know, a misconception is that this is all about just branding. Just get on TV or in the newspaper, magazines, whatever. Just talk about what
right.
you believe. No, that's not true.
Folks, this book is different. This book is important. You need to find this book, Story Branding. It will help you. And we're going to get Jim to come back another time. Will you come back, Jim, and talk to us about this some more? Let's do it again.
For sure. I'd love to.
Thanks for being here. Story Branding, ladies and gentlemen, by Jim Signorelli. Signorelli, if you're Googling him. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.